There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
My Cool Inventions Hour, it was nowhere near as good as it normally is.
he heard us.
What did you say?
No,
John Creamans, Akos Jankura, Doug Stanton. What did you say?
We said good things about
no,
it.
No, come on. What did you really say?
No, Richie gave us a bunch of like inside stuff.
Of course he did.
They actually asked for scoop on you since you weren't here, but I told them that I made a promise to you earlier in the morning because you specifically asked me to take it easy on you when you weren't here, and I did. So I didn't give him anything good.
He was good. I mean, he was a good boy.
Yeah,
I mean,
that was specifically aimed. I didn't think I finished the sentence. It was aimed at these two guys. It wasn't aimed necessarily at the rest of the good
boy
program.
Right, they came to me because they know I have the dirt.
Of course. So
although I did get to lob in a softie on you. We were late for a break once, and I said, well, it's usually on time because you never give them time to talk, and that's why you were able to go out to your breaks on time.
Just a second. Would you like to clarify that?
I would say that you can control a large portion of the conversation during this hour.
Really?
And therefore, when it comes time to take a break, you are never late because you are always the one that's speaking.
All right, so then I'm not going to talk today. I'm going to listen to it.
I'm taking my ball and I'm going home, guys.
Give us whatever.
Although on radio, I'm taking my clock and I'm leaving.
Right.
Taking your clock and leaving.
2 clocks, as a matter of fact. All right, so Akos Jankura, who is the solutionist, a big-time seller on HSN and QVC, mastermind of many successes. Now, see, you wouldn't say that, John, about him. I have
yes,
to
I
say
would.
About him.
I you do that. I talk him up all the time.
Do you talk him up like that on the air, or are you just talking about that to
oh,
his
yeah.
face?
Oh, really? No, on our weekend show, if let's say he's gone. Let's say he's over. Like tonight, he's leaving to go to the UK to go,
I go to London
QVC
tonight.
UK. Yeah. So basically, I would say the same thing to him and to his face as I say off air.
Have you got a guy you call, an Uber guy you call, when you get to Heathrow to get the same car or the same driver to get you to where you have to go? The QVC studios are probably downtown, right? Like most of the other studios are.
It's actually in Chiswick Park. Used to be downtown. Now it's up near Chiswick on the way to Heathrow.
Uh-huh. So it's easy to get to, actually, from Heathrow.
Yes, very easy to get to. So actually, you just reminded me. I haven't had a guy in the past, but I have a guy. I'm going to call the guy now. I found a guy when I was there last time.
Yeah. I used to always, when I go to England, I used to go every month for the 7.5 years my daughter was at Oxford, and I would rent a car, and what I loved about it was driving the car where they actually drive the planes across the tarmac from the one side of the road to the other. I always used to make sure I drove around that way to see if there were planes that they were bringing across the roadway from one maintenance headquarters to the other. Did you ever do that? Over there, this is fascinating for the audience.
That sounds like fun, though.
Oh, yeah, it is a lot of fun. Yeah, just sit there and watch the planes.
No, he'll never come back. He'll just sit there at the airport and watch the planes.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Will he ever
Thanks
return?
A lot, Doug.
No, he'll never return. His fate is still unknown. Remember that song by the Kingston Trio? Am I dating myself?
Actually, no, you know what? I had a neighbor, a good friend of mine. Tom Green was his name, and he actually, when the Kingston Trio was actually, I guess they were touring back, what, in the 80s, the early 80s? They went back out for like a retour. They went out.
That would have been,
because the music kind of came back, you know, people want to listen to the music of their youth.
Yeah.
So he would go out, he was their drummer.
Really?
Yeah, he was with them for, I think, 5 or 6 years.
Wow.
Yeah,
we've gone from
following
planes at Heathrow to
Kingston Trio.
Welcome back to Doug Stephan on My Cool Inventions.
Go hit my dial and see what else is on this morning.
Thank you. The World Bank lowered its global growth forecast for this year because of economic prospects in the Eurozone. I bring this up because Akos has a lot of experience selling his wares in Europe and England and on the mainland there. So how do you find things in comparison to what we have here? Everybody's talking about economic growth or recovery or whatever it is. excuse me, there's a report on business travel because of the strengthening economy here, but I don't see that happening overseas. Do you?
It feels like you're dredging. The economy feels like you're dredging a heavy rock through muddy water right now.
It's wow, what a great.
You got to really pull and push. It's yeah. moving, but not without great struggle. It's not a free for all. It's not easy. There is business to be had, but my gosh, you have to really work for it. In fact, I was just on the phone yesterday with a buyer at QVC over there, and they're doing things like I've never heard them do before. Things like oh, we've purchased 30,000 of these units, and it's scheduled for an airing in a couple weeks. We're now reconsidering our whole pricing structure that we negotiated a couple months ago, so we'd like to sit down and talk to you about repricing it. And I'm saying, it's delivered. like, what do you mean? What do you mean renegotiate? You've already got the stuff. Goods.
Yeah.
That would have never happened a few years. That would never happen in a good economy. That would never happen. I understand why they're doing it. I'm not criticizing them because things are very tough. You got to fight for every inch. And these guys are reflecting on everything they do because times are tougher for them, and they're trying to improve things on the fly.
Yep.
So I see a lot more micromanagement on everything than I did in the past.
That's an insight that I was looking for, as a matter of fact. This, despite the oil price drop, when you look around at how this affects our economy or the world economy, there's more good to it than not, I think. That's my rendering of it. But still, for those who have some of the stock in the traditional old oil companies, it's going to be a rocky ride for a while because of the focus, the fact that America has done. They get a big kick out of these guys. The environmentalist says, no, we can't do this, no, we can't do that. And yet we have done what was the prediction. Oh, we can't. I mean, I remember, and I don't make this political, but I remember political leaders laughing at the effect of, the price of oil is never going to go down, and we can't get any more out of the ground, and all of that other stuff. And business was let to do its own, because these guys are so fanatical about the environment, they focus on that. They don't focus on the actual production and the business of oil. So we're more energy independent now, thank heavens, than we have been. That, again, has good and bad. We have deep roots to our economy here in this country. North America does. Certainly the Canadians do. I don't know that I would say that about the Mexicans. But you compare this to what's going on in Asia and Europe, where they don't have they have roots, but they don't have money. We have roots. They have cash in China, and they don't have deep roots to their economy. So they're going to be more flustered by this because it'll have more immediate impact. With us, the pendulum swings, but it doesn't take the broad strokes that it takes in the rest of the world. You agree with that or not, Acos?
I do. I was just reflecting as you were talking there, because in Canada, the new headline, I guess I have the news feeds from Canada too,
yep.
And the headline news from Canada today is that the very big concern with the oil prices going down, the economy up there is very dependent on oil, and they're talking about the tar sands closing down, laying off thousands. The economy is going to be greatly affected. That usually impacts the value of the Canadian dollar. Basically, when oil prices are up, Canadian dollar is strong. When oil prices are down, Canadian dollar sucks. And that's exactly the direction it's heading into to the really poor area. And it's talking about taking a very strong economy. This morning, they were talking about this word for a very rocky road coming up.
Mm-hmm. No, and I look at it this way too. I mean, oil can do one thing, but right now there's a report out today. Gallup CEO Jim Clifton, he said actually revealed today that for the first time in 35 years, American business deaths are now outnumbering business births.
So more companies are falling apart than being created.
Than being created. So all that, most of our jobs and most of our economy is driven by those small businesses anyway.
Yeah.
Those guy and gals, the people that we nurture here on Microinventions and Dream Big America, right?
Yes, right.
So, if they're not succeeding, mm-hmm. If they are falling apart, and then there's nobody there to help incubate them, to bring them out of this, this so-called improving economy, is not going to improve.
Well, what it does is underscore, John, the need to get government out of business. What government doesn't see is that it is the reason in the most of the cases that we might encounter even here of businesses falling apart, because the de rigueur of government and control and regulation and things that get in the way of people being creative. You can't do this because the government says blank, 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 blank. Well, I mean, it happens more in my sector, the radio sector, not so much, but the agricultural sector for sure. The government is literally ruining the American agricultural system, ruining it. And small business, small governments, the towns, I'm having nothing but trouble trying to save a farm in the town where I grew up because the town is stupid. That's all I can tell you.
Well, it goes back to the environmentalist. It goes back to your environmentalist argument in a way.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of these policies, a lot of these changes are all because of people that want to save a bird or a tree.
Right. Well, it isn't even that. It's so much regulation. When I'm trying to set up a pasteurization plant, it's a simple, easy process. It's taken me so far almost 6 months to get it set up, and I still don't have it set up yet. And there are people from the state and the local. They all want to get involved, and they don't need to be involved. And they ought not to be involved, but they're trying to justify their existence, and that's wherein the problem lies. And you know, so it does impact, because governments follow what other governments do. It's like businesses follow what other businesses do. How much is the airfare from Tampa over to London less now than it was the last time you went? What's the difference? Did you find ACOS? Because this is the arbiter. Business travel has rebounded, but I think it's still, because of what we all have been talking about here, is cheaper to go places this month and will be this year than it was last month and last year. Am I right
about
or not?
About $300 cheaper than last time.
Yeah. Okay. And that represents, what, a third of the cost normally?
No. But the fare is about $2,000.
It is.
Wow, I was wrong.
What did you say?
No, I mean, it's you're talking and we're still late for the break.
And I was counting gate costs down. I'm going 5, 4, 3.
No, I was counting you down.
I'm sorry, guys. I blamed it on you yesterday. I was totally wrong.
Well, I just was not wanting to get in the middle
no,
of it.
No, I
finished the conversation. However, now that you pointed that out so numbingly well,
nine,
Richie,
eight,
4, 3, 2, 1. It's now 19
four,
after
three,
on My Cool Inventions.
One.
Hi, welcome to Staples. Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only in my days off.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Hey, Linda. Have you been working out?
I've been shopping at Rite Aid.
Huh?
Yeah, it's Happy You Year at Rite Aid. You can earn all these great rewards just by shopping. I got dance fitness sessions.
Rewards. For shopping. Happy Me Year.
It's Happy You Year at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from bowling to exercise classes to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through January 24th. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/YouYear for details.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information equal out lender license law 50 states and law number 230.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belveeta Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits. A tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belveeta Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belveeta. Morn and win.
This This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now 23 after the hour, My Cool Inventions Radio with J. Cross Ankura.
J. Cross.
And
that's my brother.
And Crone Jimens, along with
I did this yesterday.
Steph Dudley. You did this yesterday?
I said John Cremos.
You do, really?
Yes, he's yeah.
Greek, related he's to John Greek Amos, the actor?
Exactly.
No. No, they were trying to make me a Greek yogurt, is what they were trying
really?
To do.
Really? Right. Yeah. Very cool. All right, so we're working on inventions and inventors. I didn't get. We could get John a little caught up. Last week, both David Meyer and Linda Lewis had 100% thumbs up, so they'll be appearing, I believe, this Friday on the Dream Big America contest, and you still have another day to vote on who you want to win from last week's presentation. First week of the new month, have three of those presentations on Fridays, culmination of a lot of hard work on the part of people that are contributing to My Cool Inventions and also to Dream Big America. And then we have our contest with a grand prize being lots and lots of help worth thousands of dollars at the end of every month. David Meyer and Linda Lewis, good luck to you. I think you'll both be on this Friday. Meanwhile, how did Jeff Hermanson do with that snow pusher on wheels on Monday?
Oh, the Shovelot? Yeah. He ended up with 100%.
Did he?
People liked it. Yeah.
Yeah. Take this job and
no,
shovel
no, no,
lot.
Excuse me. Not 100%.
It wasn't 100%.
It was 98%.
No, it wasn't
100%. I'm sorry. Yeah, it was
98%. 98%. Is that Akos just correcting you?
Jeez. Yes, he just corrected me.
Because I was looking at it. He was guessing.
I'm trying to remember. It's
how,
one
much
of the,
how much then do we believe John Akos? No, if he's making stuff up, then do we believe him? Do we?
My educated guesses are better than most people's knowledgeable answers.
Really? Says whom? According to whom?
That's it.
Go on.
I have to give him that because I'm really? Seldom paying attention. So.
Perfect.
Doug, did you notice in the trades yesterday the Radio Television Business Report had a feature on My Cool Inventions?
No, I did not see that. I was I'm in Los Angeles, working on my own corner of the world here, and I find being here, I'm not going to be here as much this winter as I've been used to, so I'm trying to cram more stuff into the day. So I had three or four meetings yesterday and today and tomorrow with people who will hopefully be working to enhance not only what we're doing, but the general scope of Doug Steffen Enterprises, including the Good Day program. So that's a long answer to I did not see. What did it say other than you and John are wonderful? And
No. They were praising the concepts of my cool inventions of using radio as a way to interact with the inventive community and the public. They love the fact that we vote. They love the fact that our format here is a voting format, and they felt it was very stimulating, and it was more interesting than just a straight talk radio show where people just talk. Here, the listener can actually interact with us and actually make a difference, because what we do is just entertainment, but what the listener does actually impacts the inventor.
Right, and it helps everybody to be paying close attention. That's why we want you, when you listen, for example, we'll have Leandro Ballium. Is that how you pronounce the name here? Leandro Ballium?
Yes.
Swap and Trade Networking Challenge. We'll have this discussion in a few minutes. But the voting that takes place, texting thumbs up or thumbs down to 22333 with every day's visitor, dialing 888-877-0490. You can vote there or vote at mycoolinventions.com. The idea for 2 or 3 hours every day that people are working this, it's really wonderful. It used to call it two-way radio, listener participation radio, listener involved radio, whatever it is, it drives the bus. And so that's what's important. And, yeah, it is different. And because we have an entertaining way of dealing with one another, and then we pay attention, and I'll tell you exactly what I think, and you guys tell these people what we think, and hopefully that helps them. How did Arguelles, how did he do yesterday?
Yes, Daniel? He ended up with 58%. And you know what, Doug, I got to tell you, his idea can be used by anybody and everybody.
I mean, tell me more about that in a minute. I'm going to be called late if we don't break now. It's 28 past the hour.
Thank you.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you can make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? Yes. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, you can make almost twice as much. Going back to college is now easier than ever. There are select online colleges that provide laptops to their students. In fact, there are thousands of college programs on your laptop. You can go to college anywhere and everywhere right from a laptop. Call My College Laptop and you can find hundreds of programs from accredited colleges and universities nationwide. Start a new career in law enforcement, business, information technology, healthcare, and hundreds of others. Call My College Laptop to find an online college that will provide you with a laptop. In no time at all, you can double your earning potential. Double your earning potential. Call now, 1-800-285-6834. That's 800-285-6834. 800-285-6834.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local HealthMart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit Health.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hello, Rose Holmberg here. If you know anyone who suffers from any kind of arthritis pain, I have suffered with severe rheumatoid arthritis for over 45 years. That is until this summer when I was told about 90 for Life and a secret sauce. You too can experience a life free of this pain. I work from home helping others by sharing with them this information that will give you hope and change your life. Call right now, 763-291-5052. Again, call 763-291-5052.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can give us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
And here we are at 33 past the hour, Michael Inventions.
There's no cows in L.A.
There are no cows in L.A. It's unbelievable,
or
isn't it?
Dogs to walk, or you know, whatever he does in his underwear while on that radio. Hey, Rich, you know where we're going to be next week, right? We're going to broadcast from the PGA Conference, the big Orlando PGA.
Really? I'm jealous.
Yes. Actually, if you want to join us, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we have a booth there, and we have inventors coming to join us, and we're going to choose inventors who are going to be at the PGA. They're golf inventions. So when we're going to find out probably today or tomorrow which golf inventions we'll have, but we'll be on the floor interviewing inventors in the inventor area at the PGA, big, huge PGA.
You know, that's a big business that not a lot of people. What are some of the bigger things that come out of the sports world, but specifically the golf world? My dad was a big golfer, and I used to buy him some. You know, sometimes there were things that he would go, oh, cool. And sometimes he would think, we'd go, it's a gag. It's a gimmick.
A lot of them are gimmicks, right? I mean, I can't tell you how many drivers I bought just because I thought it was going to make them, you know, go farther, or yes, how many putters.
And you guys aren't talking about golf, are you?
Well, that's because we're going to be the PGA. Yeah, we're going to broadcast next week. The PGA convention in Orlando.
You're going to hear us from the PGA convention from Orlando. Interview.
Are you going to have to talk like this? And we're on the 18th fairway.
Yes. Well, are you going to have inventors and new golf clubs? What are we doing over there?
I don't know. We're going to find out. The PGA people are sending us their inventors today or tomorrow. We'll find out who's going to be live on the radio from the floor of the PGA conference.
You know, if you had kept your original idea of coming to Florida in January,
you'd have joined us.
Yeah. You could have joined us live from the floor.
Really? Well, I have to change that to February, as you may have noted in the email that I sent you a few minutes ago.
I'm gonna put that in our calendar, okay?
Yes, I hope so.
We're gonna make sure. We're not gonna let you get out of the state without seeing us.
We should go to some cow conference.
There is
the cow conference, the World Ag Festival and meeting is in the World Ag Trade Show is in just outside of Fresno, California, in a community that is basically as agricultural as any community you'll find in this country. And it happens. There's that, and then in Madison, Wisconsin, there's another event for dairy. The whole everything that's at this this kind of Central California town. And I can't remember the name of it now. I've been there three or four times. Really, it's just amazing because there's nothing there except farms and agriculture. And in Madison, it's a great college town, but again, nothing there but cows and agriculture. Great places for those conventions. I'm trying to picture myself on the floor with you guys, focused on agricultural inventions and listening to the cows and the sheep in the background.
That would be cool. That actually would be interesting, right? We're going where the invention, where inventors are.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of that, on My Cool Inventions, we have Leandro, I want to make sure I'm pronouncing this correctly. Is it Balup?
That's Balaam.
Balaam. All right, Balaam. All right, sir. Well, we have you on, and John and Akos are going to carry the ball because I talk too much.
Leandro has invented a worldwide swap and trade networking type of a game, I think it is, and people all over the world on smartphones and tablets and computers will be to interact with each other, anything with an internet connection. And I guess the game challenges people in every city in all 50 states, and you've got some sort of a challenge game going on. So, Leandro, in your own words, tell us exactly what the premise is of this invention.
This is one of the largest multiplayer social network challenges in the world. It allows people to interact with each other by building inventory of each other. One of the most important things about building this inventory is that at the end of this process, it chooses the top player from all 50 states where they will bring everyone together to pull from a gift pool where one of them could possibly win $1 million.
Oh, okay. So wait. You're by inventory. What do you mean? Are you by stats or information?
You're actually building inventory of other players. What it is you're collecting cities and states, and ultimately all 50 states. You have to collect every city within a state. In order to collect a city within a state, you have to build inventory of other players to make up the inventory of an actual city. So it's kind of like you're building your little empire, I think. It's actually just an inventory of all the players. What it's doing is, say if Pennsylvania, let's just take for example, Pennsylvania has maybe 220 something cities within it in the state of Pennsylvania. In order to collect one complete city, you would have to collect however many players in that city. You know, maybe I may have an inventory of 1,000 is going to be a mile mark. So in order to have 1,000, to collect 1,000 players, you know, we have a set base of, you only allow 5 each of individuals. So you have to collect from 200 individuals to have that complete 1,000. So once you have that 1,000, you'll actually have that city.
So you're using it as a networking tool, then.
No doubt. It's definitely a networking tool. It's a networking tool because the game has no actual end to it. It goes on, you know, forever. That's why it's going to be something where annually, every year, that top inventory is going to be picked. Someone out of there with that top inventory will be pulled in for the game for the prize vault. So that's why it's going to continue to go on because it has no actual end. To the thing, even though when you collect all 50 states, it continue to go all on, right. So the inventory continue to build.
So here's what we're going to do. We have questions, of course, so we're going to let you pitch first, and then we'll get the pitch out of the way so the listener can start voting and start judging whether it's a thumbs up or a thumbs down. So you're going to get 60 seconds to pitch it, and the listener will vote. If you're listening, here's how you vote. Go to mycoolinventions.com, hit the vote button. Thumbs up, thumbs down is a description of the whole concept there. Or if you're out and about, you can text us. Text to 22333. That's 22333, and just text the word thumbs up, all one word, don't leave a space, or thumbs down, or if you want to do it like I would do it, phone us, 1-888-877-0490, 888-877-0490, and just say thumbs up or thumbs down. Leandrew, are you ready for your pitch?
Let's do it.
Do you have any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Here I am, Leandrew Balaam, the inventor of the worldwide swap and trade the gift, one of the largest multiplayer social network game challenges in the world. It's done by building inventory of other players to complete a city within a state. This challenge will be an app for smartphones, tablets, PCs, and played on all game devices that carries an internet connection. Also available on CD-ROM, sold in all major department stores and wherever retail is accepted. And it's, the game will be $19.95 and annually we'll pick one top player from all 50 states where each will be pulling a gift from the gift pool. One of them could be $1 million. You can find me at Yahoo, Meetup, LinkedIn, and Wix. So please go to My Cool Inventions and vote for me.
Oh, you left lots of time on the clock there.
I had to get through it. I had to get through it.
Make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
Well, Leandrew, I have a couple questions. I think it's an interactive game, but where are you going to get $1 million to pay out to some participant?
All right, well, this is my theory behind this game. Once this game gets going, because of the makeup and the design and construction of this game, it's going to interact with every player in every city in all 50 states, which means it's going to be a $19.95 charge for the game. Once you start bringing in that type of people, you know, there's 8 million people in America. Even if I only was to get 1% of players involved at $19.95 a pop, that's $20 million.
You're 350 million people in the
350 million. Okay, I have a cousin of mine who is a venture capitalist and does actually support and finance social media games.
Okay,
there are a couple of them out there right now. I think you're going to be massively challenged to charge anybody anything for a interactive game.
Okay,
I think games are free. This sort of thing, or they're 99 cents, or they're $1.99 if they're very well known.
Right, but none of them offer an opportunity to possibly pull from a gift pool annually every year, which is a different setup from anything anybody else has ever done.
You've got a contest, aren't you? In some kind of contest legislation now, you've got some sort of lottery of some sort, isn't it?
Well, it's a social network challenge. It's a game, but it's also a challenge.
Have you checked out the legal issues of maybe running a game such as this?
Yes, I have looked into it, and there is some technicalities involved in it. There are some technicalities.
John, what do you think?
I don't know. I'm trying to envision the game first. And if I'm going to pay $19 for it, I would do like a lot of these games, instead of just charging at the beginning, charge for in-game, upgrades. So let's say, you know, I'm going through I'm in Tampa, Florida, and all of a sudden I've got 50, I've got 60, I've got 100. I'm finding all these different, you know, what you call inventory, right? And then all of a sudden say, wait, you can buy a power pack that can actually get you into Atlanta, could get you into Columbus, Ohio, could get you into Washington, D.C., could get you into Los Angeles, where a city that you're not based in, right? And then all of a sudden, I'll pay 99 cents to go into Atlanta. I'll pay 99 cents to go into that. And by the time it's all over, that $19.99 is way too small. I mean, if you're doing in-game purchases, like a lot of these apps do, and I know because I have them, is that, you know, by the time you're all done, you could have already spent 30, you could have spent 40, you could have spent $100 trying to get into other cities because you're trying to be the master, right? So it becomes better that way. That's what
I think.
And I think you have to ramp it up. No one knows about your game. I was just thinking to myself, what if I were to charge you $20 for Angry Birds today?
Nobody would buy it.
No one would buy it.
No one.
Now, he's, Leandrew's argument is that there's $1 million prize. Would you pay $20 for Andrew Gruber's? Maybe if there was a group of people out there who think they were really great at it, so they were all competing to each other. It's an interesting concept. I mean, it's a place where it's developing. I think this field is growing. I know that my cousin is a VC. He runs a VC company in Europe, and I know they invest in this sort of thing, so it's on their radar. But I have a feeling that you've got to have you got a great marketing, and you have to have stuff, a great incentive to make that work. Doug is almost
right, no doubt.
Have you noticed
no
that?
Doubt.
Doug is on. We sleep.
Doug doesn't play games on his tablet.
Yes, we're in an area. We're in an area that I guess Doug.
This means nothing to me at all, and I don't mean that prejudicially. Although Richie would probably say yes, he does. This is way too complicated or technical for me. I think it's out of the grasp of the average. I think. Well, it depends on the demo. I think that we. Maybe you guys are further ahead on this than am I when it comes to this. Certainly John is. I have great respect for how he uses and knows how to work his way around not only social media but the technology that it takes to do a lot of these things. I have given over much of this to the people on my staff, probably to my detriment in terms of understanding all of it. But when I see something like this, my eyes glaze over. I listen to him. Not only was he short, what he said in the time that he was explaining what was going on meant nothing to me. So, and how many people are listening that are like that? It probably isn't. I hope that you do well in your in the voting department, Leandrew. But
okay.
I think that there's just there's a disconnect for some people who are just not. That doesn't mean you haven't got a business here. It doesn't mean that you can't do as Ikar said. There are VC venture capital people all over the world looking for stuff that's going to be the next Facebook or a participant in something that comes from that world. So I wish you well. I just, I'm not the guy to ask for a review.
So if you're interested in voting, all you have to do is go to mycoolinventions.com and hit the vote button.
You can text to the number 22333 on your smartphone. And just text either thumbs up, one word, or thumbs down.
Or vote at mycoolinventions.com. Good save, by the way, John. Nice job.
he hadn't had any use.
It's okay. Have a little orange juice. You'll be fine in the morning, Akos. Leandrew, best of luck. Thanks for being here on My Cool Inventions Radio, where it's 12 minutes before the hour.
Want to rekindle that flame with the missus? Repeat after me. Honey, I'm going to stock up on motor oil.
Oh, yeah.
Because 5 quarts of Castrol Conventional and a Napa Silver Filter are just $21.99. Trust us, it works. And if it doesn't, which it may not, okay, it won't. $21.99 is still a great deal on oil. Conquer the job with Napa Know-How. General States pricing. Sale prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees at participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 2/28/15.
What if I told you that you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. 22diabetes.com. People who have followed this plan at 22diabetes.com have reportedly not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. 22diabetes.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. 22diabetes.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. 22diabetes.com gives you 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at 22diabetes.com. Watch for free at 22diabetes.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medication. Go to 22diabetes.com.
Do you hear that ringing? I've heard that ringing in my ears for over 20 years. My doctor said...
The ringing and buzzing in your ears is called tinnitus, and you're just going to have to learn to live with it.
The constant ringing in my ears is annoying. I've tried everything, and nothing worked. So I invested my own money, met with doctors, specialists, and certified labs. After a decade of research, we've developed Tenoxyl, a prescription-free, 100% natural and effective way to stop the ringing. And better yet, it helps me sleep. Trying to sleep with ringing in my ears is almost impossible. But with Tenoxyl, I started sleeping better in the first couple weeks. I'm so confident that Tenoxyl will help you too that I'm giving the first 100 callers a free 30-day supply.
Don't let the ringing in your ears control your life. Call now and get your free 30-day supply. Just pay shipping. Take back control of your life. Combat the ringing and start sleeping again. Try it for free. Call 800-930-1669. That's 800-930-1669. 800-930-1669.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender license, all 50 states and MLS number 330.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No official announcements yet, but the race for the White House in 2016 is heating up. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Yes, we do have a ways to go before the presidential election next year, but the 2016 campaign has apparently already begun, especially on the Republican side, with a number of potential and likely candidates jockeying for position even before making any official announcements about their candidacy. Case in point, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who delivered his State of the State address yesterday, a speech that had a decidedly national focus.
We are a nation beset by anxiety, and it's understandable. Economic growth is low by post-war recovery standards. America's leadership in the world is called into question because of a pattern of indecision and inconsistency.
According to the New York Times, the governor isn't likely to make an announcement before the end of the spring on a presidential run, which would allow time to see if anything surfaces from his administration, which is under federal investigation. Another potential presidential contender on the Republican side is making the rounds, promoting a new book. Florida Senator Marco Rubio on Fox News yesterday said he's close to deciding on whether to run.
What I need to decide, and it's the last decision to make, is at this time in my life and at this time in my career, where is the best place for me to achieve it? Is it in the Republican majority in the Senate, or is it running for president? And if I decide it's running for president, then that's what I'll do.
Governor Christie and Senator Rubio have plenty of company as they inch closer to their decisions. The potential field includes former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, who has all but said he's in. Mitt Romney is eyeing a third run for the White House. Former Governor Mike Huckabee and former Hewlett-Packard CEO Carly Fiorina are also edging closer to running. Looks like it's going to be quite a horse race. We'll see how it turns out. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at QuickenLoans.com.
Visit JDPower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call for cost information. Equal housing lender. License all 50 states and number 3030.
On Wall Street, the markets will try to bounce back today after more losses yesterday. The Dow dropped 27 points to 17,614. NASDAQ fell 3 points. S&P with a 5-point drop. A recall to tell you about. IKEA recalling 169,000 crib mattresses, all because babies can become trapped in a gap between the mattress and the crib. According to regulators, IKEA has had 2 reports of infants getting stuck in the gap, but no one was hurt. The mattresses were sold at IKEA stores and online between August of 2010 and May of last year. And finally, with all due respect to all other makes and models of cars, there is truly nothing like a Corvette.
Ah, that's nice.
Go ahead, you can rev that baby. Let it out. There you go. And it just so happens that Chevrolet is showing off its 2016 Corvette Z06 convertible at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit, which is holding its previews this week. The show opens to the public this Saturday. Corvette product manager Harlan Charles is more than happy to yap about this particular Corvette convertible, which has power and performance. Can we have some of the numbers, please?
It'll go 0 to 16 under 3 seconds, also quarter mile under 11 seconds, and leave and brake from 60 miles an hour in under 100 feet.
Very impressive. Corvette owners apparently don't like to waste a lot of time, and that includes going from inside to outside.
So you can just push the button on your remote, and the top can be down before you can get in the car. And then you can also operate the convertible top up to 30 miles an hour.
That'll knock the toupee off your scalp. Harlan also notes this is the first car in the world with a performance data recorder providing audio, video, and other information about your spin around the block. And there's something called a valet mode. Listen to this.
People hate to valet park their car or lose control of their car, so you can set it with a 4-digit code to automatically record anytime the car started, so you have a record of whatever happened to your car when you weren't around.
Now listen, I'm sure most valet people are very careful and honest, but you never know. Oh, there's the valet guy parking my car now. You can keep it! I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters. We'll be right back.
good as a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.